Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chris Layton, Riley Osborne, Scott Nelson, Noah Hunt, and Warner of Dreams recording artist, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
grace the stage here. But before we get into that, I'd like to take you back real quick to the very first song that I ever put out back when I was just a teenager.
Thank you.
great Howlin' Wolf, please welcome Hubert Sumlin.
Just a little spoon of that precious love. So good to see you. Yes, and a very lovely lady who came down from Seattle where we were last night. Gail and ran into Shelly and lots of good people. But the main reason, ladies and gentlemen, why I wanted the fellas to bring the body down is because we lost a dear, dear blues man right here from Portland. Brother Paul DeLay, who definitely made some dues in his life. And I know that tomorrow you're having the big memorial. And Peter told me that it's sold out. Praise God, that's beautiful. So, if it's all right with you, the best prayer that I can say is with my music. So, Brother Paul, I know you're up there somewhere. We love you, and we miss you. I'll excuse my baby for Paul. Thank you. your feet. I come back in the evening and you're still in bed. Thank you. thank you. And I'll tell you what, this next song, I'm truly grateful for. I want to thank Kenny and everybody connected with his organization, his dad, everybody. Because you know what? I got me a hit tune going on. Thank you.
and gentlemen, please welcome Buddy Fleck.
And I just wanted to check in with you, make sure you're having as much fun as I am up here. These guys are amazing, man. They're fun.
How many ladies do we have out here this morning? What do you think, buddy?
Hard to choose tonight. Let's just dedicate this to all the women in the house. Is that all right?
For the girl, never see you fool.
So, the latter of the day right now, in support of our latest project is called 10 Days Out Blues from the Back Rooms. And before the show started, you saw the trailer for the film, and in between each of the artists, you've seen clips from the documentary. Basically, what we did is we loaded up a couple of tour buses, one with a bunch of recording gear and a band, and the other one with a film crew, and we set out along the south of the United States to find the real deal blues musicians. Well, we found the guys, and we went to, we wanted to find them in their own environment, so we went to their houses, and we would record with them in their living room, or in the, you know, the backyard, the front porch, the neighborhood blues bar, wherever we could set up and play music. That's what we did. So, we featured a lot of amazing talent. Everybody from, you know, a lot of people you'll recognize, like Gabe Mott-Brown, B.B. King, Hubert Sumlin, Pine Top Perkins, the guys from Muddy Waters Band and Harlem Wolves Band. But we also featured a bunch of people that, you know, even if you're a pretty good blues fan, you may not know who some of these people are. And they were kind of the main reason for the project, you know, is to try and, I mean, these people are deserve to be legends in their own right. So we decided to put them on a project with legends like Hubert Sumlin and B.B. King and elevate these people to legendary status, you know. So, anyways, there's a lady in the film by the name of Etta Baker, and we went to her house, and she, you know, when we showed up, she was like 93 years old. She hadn't played the guitar in like 8 months. She brought us into the house. We set up in her kitchen, just me and her, and we played this song, and she schooled me, man. I'm telling you. Her style, she plays the Piedmont style, and the Piedmont style of blues kind of gets overlooked a lot of times. I mean, you know, you hear about Chicago, Texas, and Mississippi Delta blues. We didn't hear a lot about the Piedmont blues, and we had several Piedmont blues artists on the project. But anyway, Etta passed away before the project came out. So since she couldn't be part of the show with us tonight, we decided to include her anyway. So after Buddy and I are done with this song, you guys are going to get to see her segment of the film on the screen up here. And I also like to mention that when you buy the record, you get a CD with 15 songs of everything that we recorded live. We didn't overdub anything, so we did it the old-fashioned way. And so you hear everything exactly how it went down. So you get 15 tracks of live music, and you get the full-length documentary film, an hour and 40-minute long documentary film. It's just really amazing. And actually, six of the people who we featured have passed away since we did it, so it's the last opportunity you get to see a lot of these people do their own music. So it's a really valuable piece. I suggest that you pick it up. They're selling them back here. And you can also pick up any of the artists that are on the stage here tonight. Their CDs are also for sale back there tonight, too. So you can pick something up and take it home with you and get into these guys, you know, because they're really great artists and they deserve to be appreciated while they're with us, you know. So we're going to do a song right now. Buddy and I are from the same hometown in Louisiana. We both come from Shreveport, Louisiana. I grew up watching him when I was just a little kid, and I was taking notes from this guy, you know, and his guitar playing and stage moves and stuff. And so anyway, there's a legend that's, a blues legend that's buried right outside of town in a place called Morningsport, Louisiana, by the name of Lead Belly. You ever heard of Lead Belly? So we decided to go and pay tribute to Lead Belly and play one of Buddy's songs at the same time. So we went out, we set up at Lead Belly's grave, just me and him and a couple of acoustic guitars, and we did this song. So we're going to take you guys back to Morningsport right now.
Beetle, hold on. Oh, I'm getting back. I'm Yes.
Gary Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Lee. And Buddy Flint. The amazing Pine Top Perkins over there. All right. Now this is what I'm talking about right here.
Thank you.
the blues. 93 years young, Mr. Fine Top Park.
Shreveport, Louisiana, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. I'll give it right back to you, one of these.